Breakfast in America, breakfast with Jay and Dave here at Triple M. Our top today, we're looking at around 26, 27 degrees. We're just talking about the NBN. Apparently there's a, how much is it, $3 billion rollout?
Yeah, $3.5 billion rollout so people could get faster access. Be happy if we've got decent access.
For NBN, I wasn't aware that people were still having issues this late on in the piece. I didn't understand why this is the case.
You're in a state of denial, that's what it is.
But you can't say that though. Because where in the media have we spoken about it? Nobody has spoken about it for months. No newspaper articles, Daily Mercury, nothing on the radio. There's nothing. There's nothing.
That's because we're just at that point where we're just fed up. We don't call because nothing's going to get done about it.
I want to know if the NBN is as bad at your place as what Dave is making out, 13, 27, 10.
Jenny, where are you and how bad is your NBN connection?
At Lanai Apartment in Mackay in River Street.
Right in the middle of town.
Right in the middle of town.
What, and you can't get any NBN or is it just clunky?
It's very clunky.
Hmm. Are you on fixed wireless or you've got the proper wire and everything or what?
Well, it's through the apartment, so...
Yeah, right.
But we have it connected straight to ours, and it's horrible.
So maybe if you stand in the corner, one leg up in the air, the other arm pointing towards the sun... Yeah.
Oh, that's shocking.
That is horrible to hear. I didn't realise that people were still having issues with that. Jenny, thanks for the call.
No worries.
All right, so Lanai in Mackay CBD.
I would not have expected that at all.
What do the comments on Facebook say?
Well, Sandy says, what NBN? So she's obviously not in there.
Well,
Michelle,
that doesn't tell us what area she's in.
Riordan Vale is where Michelle is. She says, no NBN there. They keep promising but it's, that it's on its way.
All right, Stacey's in Walkston this morning. Stace, how bad is it where you are?
Well, we can't get NBN at all. We've been waiting for 2 years now. Come on.
Okay.
And we still don't have it.
And the thing is, with this COVID-19 crisis, we really do need a decent internet connection, don't we?
Absolutely.
Well, people are working from home. How are you getting around the internet thing at the moment? Are you just using it like a wireless dongle as well?
Yeah, wireless dongle. But the worst thing is, to our phone service, we're on 3G, one bar, and right now I'm nearly out on the road talking to you.
Wow.
Just lift that right leg up and see if that brings some more service. All right, thank you for the call, Stacey. I wasn't aware of that. All right, thank you. 13, 27, 10. I think if we don't talk about it often, we just think the problem has been fixed.
Sally, whereabouts are you and how bad's your connection?
It's Beaconsfield, and there's a box near my house, and they're probably there every second week fixing it.
Wow.
It freezes a fair bit. Sometimes you get it really good and sometimes you won't, but every second week they're out there fixing that box down the road from my place.
It's great to see. It's fantastic in the big cities, but, you know, come out here, it's a bit dodgy.
Pretty dodgy, yeah.
$3 billion for a rollout for everybody to get it, apparently, so thanks for your call there. All right, well, it's a bit redundant if you don't even have people who are able to use it at this stage. Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, they're saying it could be redundant anyway if 5G technology takes off. It's quicker than the NBN.
Well, if anybody needs to use the internet, just pop over to my place. You can use it.
You'll have a lineup, a kilometre long.
Right.
You know that, right?
Said that. All right, 12 minutes to 8, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Classic rock.